Tired of juggling sales tools or spending hours on prospecting just to book a few meetings? Meet Apollo, the go-to-market platform for finding leads, connecting with buyers, and closing deals all in one place. Apollo gives you access to over 210 million contacts and AI that handles all your busy work, finding leads, drafting emails, and even prioritizing your day. So stop paying for five different sales tools when one does it all. Visit apollo.io and sign up free today.
All right, folks, welcome back to Clarity First, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom to help you navigate this crazy thing we call life. Today, we're tackling something that trips up a ton of people, even those who seem super cool and collected on the outside. Yeah, I'm talking about public speaking. Ever get that knot in your stomach when you know you gotta stand up and talk to a group? You know that feeling when your mind goes blank and all you can think about is tripping over your words or forgetting what you were even going to say? Trust me, you're not alone. But guess what? With a little Stoic philosophy, we can turn those butterflies into soaring eagles. Because public speaking isn't just about delivering a flawless presentation. It's about connecting with people, sharing your ideas, and making a real impact. And that takes courage, conviction, and a healthy dose of self-belief. So let's dive in, shall we? Here are five key takeaways to help you build unshakable confidence on stage. First things first, preparation is your secret weapon. Think of it like this. Stoics believe in mastering yourself through discipline and practice. Same goes for public speaking. The more you rehearse your material, the more comfortable you'll feel with it. Don't just memorize your lines, understand them. Connect with the message you're trying to convey. When you know your stuff inside and out, you radiate confidence. It's like having a superpower. Next up, focus on your breath. Ever notice how your breathing gets all wonky when you're nervous? That's because stress sends signals to your body to go into fight or flight mode. But here's the Stoic trick. Take control of your breath. Deep, slow breaths can calm your nerves and center you in the moment. Imagine yourself taking a deep breath, inhaling calmness and exhaling tension. It's like hitting the reset button on your nervous system. Speaking of being present, ditch the fear of judgment. The Stoics taught us to focus on what we can control, and that includes our own thoughts and reactions. Remember, not everyone is going to love everything you say. That's okay. Focus on connecting with your audience authentically, sharing your message with passion, and letting go of the need for universal approval. Embrace the vulnerability. It makes you more human and relatable. Now, let's talk about owning the space. Stoicism encourages us to live with purpose and intentionality. When you step onto that stage, own it. Walk with confidence, make eye contact, and use your voice to project your message. Remember, you have something valuable to share. Believe in yourself and your ideas. Finally, celebrate your wins, no matter how small. Each time you speak publicly, you're building resilience and confidence. Acknowledge your successes, learn from any stumbles, and keep pushing yourself outside of your comfort zone. The more you practice, the more natural it will become. Remember, Rome wasn't built in a day. Okay, picture this. You're at a conference, and they call your name for a Q&A session. Your heart starts racing, palms getting sweaty. You feel that familiar knot in your stomach. But then you remember what we just talked about. You take a deep breath, focus on the message you want to share, and walk up confidently. You answer questions clearly and concisely, making eye contact with the audience. They listen intently because you're engaged, passionate, and clearly know your stuff. That, my friends, is the power of Stoic wisdom applied to public speaking. You transform from a nervous wreck into a confident communicator who can captivate any room. Remember, it's not about being perfect. It's about showing up authentically, sharing your message with conviction, and connecting with your audience on a human level. So, take these takeaways and put them into practice. Start small. Maybe it's speaking up in a meeting or giving a short presentation to friends. With each step you take, your confidence will grow. Embrace the challenge, trust yourself, and watch as you become a master communicator. Ready to conquer that next public speaking opportunity? Share this episode with someone who needs a little Stoic boost. Leave us a review and tell us about your own experiences with public speaking. Let's build a community of confident communicators together. Until tomorrow, keep it clear. Keep it focused, and remember, you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.